Good evening, Marshalltown. It's that time again where the unknown becomes known on Marshalltown after midnight. I'm Alex Riddle, and tonight's episode is one for the books, quite literally. Welcome to the Library of Lost Books. Picture this. You walk into our town's library, a sanctuary of knowledge and stories. But today, something is amiss. The books, hundreds of them, are blank. Their words have vanished, their stories erased from existence. It began subtly. Mrs. Carmichael, the librarian, first noticed it. A book here, another there. Their pages empty. Soon, it became an epidemic, spreading through the shelves like a silent literary plague. Think about it. Books are the vessels of our history, our imaginations, our very souls. To see them void of words is like watching memories fade into oblivion. But what's most intriguing or unsettling is the pattern of this phenomenon. The books losing their words aren't random. They're all connected to Marshalltown's history, its people, its secrets. I spent hours in the library, walking past rows of blank pages. It was eerie, like gazing into a mirror and seeing no reflection. It made me wonder, if our stories disappear, do we lose a part of ourselves? Miss Harrows, a regular at the library, came to me with a theory. She believes that the books are not just losing words, they're losing the stories we've forgotten, the parts of our history we've chosen to overlook or bury. This theory sends a chill down my spine. Are we, the people of Marshalltown, somehow responsible? Is this a collective amnesia manifesting in the most bizarre way? Or maybe there's a more tangible explanation, a scientific anomaly perhaps? I spoke with Dr. Langston, a physicist, who suggested the idea of a cultural black hole, a phenomenon where a town's collective memory can become so neglected that it starts to consume itself. Dr. Langston's theory, while fascinating, doesn't explain why some books remain untouched. Books about distant lands, fantasy worlds, and foreign histories are left intact, their stories still clinging to the pages. Then there's the theory of a curse. Old Man Jenkins, the town's unofficial historian, claims this is the result of a forgotten pact, a deal gone wrong between the town's founders and a mysterious figure. Whatever the cause, the effect is haunting. Our library, once a haven of stories, now stands as a crypt of blank pages, a mausoleum of what used to be. As I walked through the silent aisles of the library, I couldn't help but feel a sense of loss. Each blank page in those books was like a vanished memory, a story untold, a voice silenced. But let's not get lost in despair. This phenomenon, while unsettling, could also be a wake-up call, a reminder of the importance of preserving our stories, our history, the very essence of who we are. I spoke with Mrs. Carmichael again, the heart and soul of our library. She's begun a project, a call to the people of Marshalltown to rewrite the books, to fill the blank pages with stories new and old, memories, legends, personal accounts. This project, it's more than just salvaging what's lost. It's about reclaiming our narrative, taking hold of the pen, and writing our own story. It's about ensuring that the heartbeat of Marshalltown continues to pulse within these books. Many have answered her call, the young, the old, writers and dreamers, historians and storytellers, each bringing their piece of the puzzle, weaving their thread into the tapestry of Marshalltown's history. Every evening, the library comes alive with the sound of typing, scribbling, voices sharing tales. It's as if the library has found a new purpose, a new life. Perhaps, in trying to fill the void, we've discovered something even more valuable. But the mystery of the original loss remains. Why did the words disappear? Is it a cycle, a natural ebb and flow of cultural memory? Or is there something more, something inherent to the fabric of Marshalltown? I keep coming back to Miss Harrow's theory. The idea is that we, as a community, might be responsible. It's a sobering thought. Have we neglected our past so much that it's fading away? Perhaps in our rush towards the future, in our obsession with the new and the now, we've left behind the stories that shaped us. And maybe this is the universe's way of reminding us that our past is a foundation, not just a footnote. As the hands of the clock draw us closer to the end of our time together tonight, I want to leave you with a thought. In the echoing halls of Marshalltown's mysteries, remember, each step we take is a story in itself, a footprint in the vast sands of time. Keep your eyes open, your mind curious, and your heart full of the stories that make us who we are. Until we meet again under the cloak of night, this is Alex Riddle, your guide through the shadows and whispers of Marshalltown. Good night, stay safe, and let the mysteries of the night inspire your dreams.